SBS Radio.
Australia's Parliament has formally acknowledged the harm caused to staff who've experienced sexual harassment, sexual assault or bullying in the parliamentary workplace. It comes almost a year to the day after Brittany Higgins went public with her allegation of rape inside a ministerial office in 2019. Her allegation sparked a review into the culture at Parliament House. One of the review's 28 recommendations was a formal acknowledgement, and that was read aloud by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Andrew Wallace, and the President of the Senate, Slade Brockman.
We acknowledge the unacceptable history of workplace bullying, sexual harassment, and sexual assault in Commonwealth parliamentary workplaces. We say sorry.
Almost 40% of staff currently working in Parliament House say they've been bullied. One in three people say they've experienced sexual harassment, while 1% say they've experienced an actual or attempted sexual assault. Prime Minister Scott Morrison issued an apology to Brittany Higgins, whose alleged rape sparked the Jenkins Workplace Review into the toxic culture at Parliament House.
And I particularly want to acknowledge Ms. Brittany Higgins, whose experience and more importantly, courage is the reason why we are all here today. This is an opportunity for the leaders of our country to transform Commonwealth parliamentary workplaces to become what they already should be. Workplaces where expected standards of behaviour are modelled, championed and enforced. That is our task.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese also applauded those who spoke out.
I also acknowledge particularly the women who bravely stood up and called out a culture of mistreatment that brought this issue into the light. And I particularly pay tribute to the courage of Brittany Higgins.
Former Australian of the Year and advocate for victims of sexual assault Grace Tame has criticised the acknowledgement statement. She tweeted, "How about some proactive preventative measures and not just these performative last-minute band-aid electioneering stunts?" Former political staffers Brittany Higgins and Rochelle Miller, whose alleged experiences brought national attention to the matter, were in the public gallery in the House of Representatives, and both left while speeches were still going. The order of speakers has also been criticised, with the first five major speeches conducted by men: Andrew Wallace, Scott Morrison, Anthony Albanese, Barnaby Joyce and Adam Bandt. The sixth speaker was Independent MP Zali Steggall.
But sadly, for far too many, their experience has been one of trauma. People have left this place truly broken. Careers have been destroyed. Marriages torn apart. Young women and men abused and violated. Lives devastated. We have listened and we have heard you. And we are sorry. I am sorry.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.